This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live. You can take control of the airwaves here if you want. Bring up whatever is on your mind. The toll-free number for you to do that is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and that Skype username is lrn.fm. Figured out last night, finally, thanks to Johnson, how to mute just the Skype ring noises, even though Skype no longer has that control in its program, because it was just ringing all over the place during the show last night. So we got it fixed. So we're going to keep Skype, simply because people like to use the thing. Skype username here is lrn.fm. And if you didn't hear the good news last night, I figure we should open the show with it tonight. Earlier this week, I think it was Monday night, I called out Mark for pulling a Molyneux.
That was Sunday.
Was it Sunday? Okay, Sunday. Well, whatever it was, I called out Mark for pulling a Molyneux.
We're still talking about this on Wednesday.
There's good news.
Okay.
So the news is, so what he did was he went on YouTube and he did a DMCA takedown notice against a video that he didn't like.
Yep.
And that was contrary to the viewpoint, the position, the policy, the long-stated opinion here on Free Talk Live, and that is that our product, the stuff we do on the radio, the video product that we put out on Twitch and YouTube, the audio, everything that we put out there is free.
Right.
It is free for you to
use.
Free to replay. Yep. Free to edit. Free to, you know, I don't care if you resell it. If you can make money off this somehow, God is bless you, whatever that is. You know, as long as people are getting Free Talk Live in their ears, that's all I'm happy about.
Right.
And so he went against that, and it should have been crystal clear that he shouldn't have done it. We had it out on the air with him. It ended up being a discussion sort of about intellectual property. Last night he had Stephen Kinsella on the line with him on his Edgington Post podcast series. And Stefan basically chewed him up and spit him out and said, yeah, this is unprincipled. You know, you shouldn't do this. But, you know, beyond that, we'd already gotten him to sort of verbally retract and say that he wasn't going to do it on behalf of Free Talk Live. Because the problem was this video was taken down on behalf of Free Talk Live, and Mark does not have the ability to, you know, do that, even though he did it. He should not be able to do that. So I had said on the air at the time that I had put in a request, because Mark had forwarded me the YouTube thing. Again, I didn't find out about this until 3 months later.
Right.
I had replied to the YouTube takedown notice that they had sent him back in April when he did it. And I said to them, hey, this wasn't authorized. Can this be undone? Honestly, I didn't think it would be seen by a person. I didn't think that it would be undone. I didn't think there was going to be a chance. I figured I'd have to put up a long blog post explaining what happened with a link to our video where we called Mark out. And I'd even put together the video for that, but I didn't get a chance to upload it. Before, I got the news yesterday. Mark forwarded me the notice from YouTube saying the video has been restored.
Yep.
So the damage is undone as far as the reputation of the show. I understand Mark's, you know, heard about the video and he doesn't like the content of it or whatever, but the damage has been undone. We now no longer have any videos that say it was Free Talk Live's fault is why it was taken down, because the video's back. So
that we're aware of.
Mark swears he did not use any other takedown on anything else under the name Free Talk Live.
Right. Somebody doesn't wind up just thinking, oh, so I can just say that I'm Free Talk Live, and
I don't know.
Hopefully,
how easy it
somebody
is.
Else doesn't wind up doing it, and then you know it's impossible to know.
Yeah, I don't know how easy it is for somebody to just say, "Yep, I'm with BMG Music Group," and I say, "Take that down." You know, I don't know what they have to prove. Obviously, Mark has an @freetalklive.com email, so maybe that helped him, or maybe they just let any old stranger claim to be I'm part of CBS News, and I say, "Take it." You know, I don't
know. That's why I said that we know of.
Right. So, you know, crisis averted. We have our principles intact here. In fact, Tom Knapp sent an email today saying, thanking us for being sort of one of the more visible libertarian media programs and sticking true to our principles. So I'm glad that some people out there appreciate what we do, even if it's an offensive video or whatever, even if somebody edits your words in a way. Because as I was saying, you know, they're going to be able to just make, in the future, in the near future, right now they could actually, if they wanted to, make you say anything you wanted. So the whole idea of audio evidence of a person saying a thing is basically out the window, and video evidence of a person saying a thing is pretty much out the window as well. They've managed to fake that, and they've managed to fake it in real time as well, so it's not like some sort of process that has to take hours and hours and hours. There's amazing computer technology out there that is going to be a game changer as far as physical evidence or digital evidence is concerned. It's basically going to call everything into question.
Right.
And there's going to be some downsides to that, and there's going to be some upsides to that. But regardless, our principles are intact. Thank you, Tom Knapp. He also suggested that we put up the Creative Commons public
domain
link. So when we upload these videos, and not videos, but the video and the audio to like SoundCloud, for instance, SoundCloud doesn't give you full-on public domain Creative Commons access, so we don't have a way of indicating on there that, hey, this is free.
Right.
So he sent a link to the Creative Commons site, and they have a little form that you can fill out and say, I so-and-so am affiliated with this thing, and then they give you some code, and you can put that up on the website. So now, thanks to Tom's suggestion, if you go to the archives page at freetalklive.com, you will see there's a little public domain icon, and you can click on that and you can learn about what that means. But basically, we're making it crystal clear now on the archives page, at the very least. That was the easiest place for me to put it.
Right. And I know that there's a way, and we can look at this after the show. I know there's a way in the YouTube settings to where you can have the default setting for new videos be Creative Commons instead of standard YouTube license.
I think that is the way.
Let's double check.
So anyway, there you go. That's the update. I thought it was important enough to let people know because, well, principles matter, and Free Talk Live as a organization, which is essentially, you know, part of my church, the Shire Free Church, is in favor of getting rid of the idea of intellectual property, which means that you've got to put up with critique. You know, if you don't like somebody using your words, well, don't speak them into a microphone. You know, if you don't want that to happen, because that will happen, especially if you're saying things that are considered controversial, as we are wont to do here on the talk radio waves.
Yes, we do.
So, you know, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. And as we continue here, of course, we'll take your calls, your thoughts. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Now, Daryl, there was some big news, I guess, that hit within the last several days. Boston Globe, I think, broke the story.
Yeah.
And it's a big, big story that I guess is going to take some people by surprise, although it shouldn't, about the TSA.
Yeah, and this is actually about something that the TSA is doing in conjunction with air marshals. The story that I have here from UPI says the next time you walk through an airport to catch a flight, the TSA might have an extra eye on you, even if you don't have a criminal record and aren't on any watch list. The agency acknowledged the existence of the Quiet Skies Surveillance Program, an added airport security measure designed to watch for potential signs of danger, according to the Boston Globe.
Well, I mean, who could be against them keeping an eye out? I mean, don't you want to be safe? We need to be watching for potential terrorists. And this is something they've been doing forever, right? This is not
Quiet Skies began in 2010, so no, not forever.
Okay.
Continuing on
here.
This
is now public, and it wasn't public before.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Michael Bellello, assistant administrator for TSA Public Affairs, told UPI the program uses an algorithm to observe travelers, including U.S. citizens, to identify a, quote, pattern of travel, end quote, in passengers whose destinations and activities match intelligence on terrorism threats. This data is collected, reviewed by TSA personnel, and combined with state, local, federal law enforcement information to determine whether the traveler may be a threat to flight crew or passengers. Now, let me just pause here.
So the algorithm picks you first, then they forward you to a human being to keep an eye on you?
Right. And, again, the algorithm is oh, if you're going to a place that terrorists might go. Mm-hmm. So if you want to fly to, say, Egypt to visit the pyramids.
Well, they do go through some of the rules coming up here, right? On like,
they
what
do,
triggers
yes.
this stuff. All right, so we'll see. Think about, as we go through these, how many of these triggers you've done as a passenger on an airline. I bet you it's going to be more than a few. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here, and I think I've been actually targeted by this program.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and bring up what whatever's on your mind here. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Bitcoin.com, one of the longtime sponsors here on Free Talk Live. You can go to bitcoin.com, learn more about cryptocurrency, get started by learning about Bitcoin at bitcoin.com. But they've also got some news updates there for you over at their news site at news.bitcoin.com. Plus, bitcoin.com is a great place to get your very first Bitcoin BTC or Bitcoin Cash. It is a way to do that, and they've got their own wallet as well over at bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we're going to jump into your calls. And then, Daryl, you're going to share with us the listing, or probably truncated list, I imagine, but at the very least a list of...
No. The Boston Globe, and I'm jumping between the UPI article and the Boston Globe article here. Yeah. The Boston Globe actually has the checklist.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So. There are six main categories with several subsets of actions.
Gotcha.
Up under these, I want to go through this entire list.
This is the list of things TSA is looking for in order to consider you for their extra special scrutiny program. Let's go to...
Oh, it's not... I guess scrutiny is the right word. They're keeping an eye on you, and then they'll run that info against federal, state, and local law enforcement information to determine if you might possibly be a terrorist, possibly.
Let's go to Milton first in New York. Milton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay, so my question for you is, what do you think of Larry Sharp, and do you think he has a chance to beat the Republican in the New York governor's race?
Okay, so this is a libertarian running for governor in New York, correct?
Yes.
I don't know the man, but Daryl, you, I think, were with him at a convention a couple years ago.
I've seen Larry at numerous conventions over the last couple of years. I personally like Larry.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of policy issues where we might disagree. And as far as do I think he'll beat the Republican, well, if early polls are to be believed, then he might. I don't know if that's going to continue into the general election, because people wind up getting scared, and, well, if I waste my vote on somebody that's not an R or D, then this other person wins, so blah, blah, blah reasons. But I do think that Larry will wind up getting the 50,000 votes needed to maintain ballot access for the libertarians there in New York.
Okay, I'm confused. How is he going to beat the Republican if he's not the general?
Currently...
Okay.
There are polls showing that Larry Sharp is polling higher than the Republican.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, as we get closer to the general election, people will wind up getting scared because they always do this.
Okay, okay.
And then they wind up switching from, oh, yeah, I like this guy that's, you know, outside of the two-party system, to, well, if I vote for this guy, then, you know, this other horrible person gets elected, so I'm going to vote for the less bad person.
Now,
I would love to see, you know, a libertarian wind up doing better than one of the candidates from the two major parties.
Sure. Now, I mean, we're talking about these guys are both going to lose to the Democrat is the idea, right?
Yeah, Cuomo is most likely going to get reelected.
Gotcha.
You know, he's got like a 99% chance of getting reelected.
Yeah. How long has that dude been in there? I recognize that name. It seems like he's been there a while.
I don't know if it's the same dude, but like the Cuomo family in New York is what
family.
The Sununu family is in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's pretty much true. And also, Andrew Cuomo is a tyrant.
I'm sure he is.
No, I'm not saying he's not.
It is the Empire State. Milton, thanks for the call tonight. It's hard to make any kind of predictions, because a lot of times, as you point out, you're giving a good reason why the numbers could very well change between now and the election day. But beyond that, polls don't always represent much of reality in many cases.
Anyway. You know, let's just go back and look at the polls from 2 years ago, where they were showing Jill Stein around 4-5%, Gary Johnson polling 8-10%, as high as 12.
The Green Party and the
Libertarian
Party candidates you're talking about.
And then on general election day, because people wind up getting scared, well, if I don't vote for this person that I don't like, then the person I really don't like gets elected, and I can't vote for the person I actually like.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just logic flies out the window, apparently. And Jill Stein wound up getting, what, like 1.5%? Gary Johnson got like 3%.
Okay.
Yeah, so most people forget that the Constitution Party numbers between 2012 to 2016 went up threefold.
Yep.
The Green Party numbers went up threefold. The Libertarian numbers went up threefold.
Right. And the Libertarians had gotten about 1% in 2012. Right?
Correct.
And all of that, of course, was due to likely people just reacting to their terrible choices of Trump and Hillary. There was just so much hatred and animosity directed at both of those candidates. It was inevitable that the third parties would get votes simply by virtue of the fact that they were not Trump and Hillary. How many people actually knew what the Green Party stood for? How many of them knew what the Libertarian Party stood for, etc.? There's no way to know that without some sort of level of exit polling going on, and I don't believe anybody did any kind of exit polling like that to determine, you know, why people voted the way they did.
Right.
So, with that in mind, if you are still a Libertarian stuck in New York State, the number 50 on the list of the 50 freest states, that means it's the worst, and it's the worst by far. Number 49 was California, and the 50 was way, 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 way down below that. So, like, I think New York could double its freedom score and still be in 50th place.
Correct.
If I recall correctly. So if you are still struggling there in New York State and you are a Libertarian, you are a voluntarist, you're a, you know, anarcho-capitalist, however you describe yourself, you believe in the ideas of liberty, why not move a few hours to
head
east?
To Albany from whatever part of the state you're in, head to Albany and then hit, is it about 2.5 hours to the east.
2 hours or something like that. Yeah, 2.5. Just go a little bit to the east, a little bit to the north, maybe, depending on what part of the state you're in. And you can be in New Hampshire, the number one most free state out of the 50 states, according to the Freedom in the 50 States study. The most recent one, New Hampshire was number one there. We've got thousands of Libertarians who have migrated here already as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, which you can learn more about at 101reasonsfilm.com. There's 101 great reasons why Libertarian people ought to consider seriously moving to New Hampshire. We already have the best community of liberty-minded folks. It's so large, there's a bunch of them you don't even have to spend time with if you don't like them. Unlike in most places where you're stuck with them. Whoever the five Libertarians are, wherever you happen to be, they're them, and if you don't work with them, then you got nobody.
Five might be good depending on where you're at. Roger Paxton has talked about when he first got involved in the Libertarian Party down in Arkansas.
Yep.
Him and his wife went to like the regional meetup, and it was them one other person.
Yeah, so things are really working great here. We've actually got Libertarians who are in the state house, state representatives, two of the three are going to run for re-election this year as Libertarians. That's exciting. We actually have a gubernatorial primary for the first time
contested.
Libertarian contested primary for the first time in New Hampshire history, as I understand it. So that's very exciting. In fact, you put out your endorsement in that primary.
I did, yes.
Endorsing the female candidate, Jaletta Jarvis, and we've had her on the show on Free Talk Live. In the past. We're coming up here in moments. If you want to learn more again about New Hampshire and the migration here, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. We'll continue. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
USA Radio News.
As wildfires continue to burn in California, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump is monitoring the situation.
The White House and FEMA have been actively monitoring the wildfires to ensure that federal assistance is provided as quickly as possible. On Saturday, the president declared that an emergency exists for the California wildfires. As a result, FEMA has placed resources from 8 different federal departments and agencies to support the efforts of local firefighters and relief organizations.
Today, the Senate Intelligence Committee held a hearing regarding election meddling and the various social media platforms that are used for some of that meddling. Senator Marco Rubio said we can't just so blame every social media platform.
There are things these folks can be doing to improve the way they operate, no doubt about it. But ultimately, we really should be focused on what's being done.
This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. And that allows you to jump in and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Want to make sure that you know about Liberty.menu. If you are a libertarian, if you're somebody who is an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you qualify to use Liberty.menu. It is a tool for the libertarian voluntarist community to allow you, if you are, let's say, an entrepreneur, you got a product or a service that you are offering and you'd like other libertarians to know about it, well, you can easily do that by putting it up on liberty.menu. And if you got more than one thing you do, put more than one thing up there. It's totally fine. In fact, they even have listings for events and digital content creators. So whatever it is you're offering that you want other libertarians to know about, this is a great site with which you can help promote that. So go to liberty.menu, and if you would like the Free Talk Live badge for your profile, you can use code FTL to get it over at liberty.menu. And did I mention it's free? It is. You can use it for free. There are some upgrades you can pay for your listings if you want them, but it's a great site. Go and get give it a try right now at liberty.menu. As we continue here, Daryl, you've got the story from a couple of different sources. The Boston Globe broke the story with a lot of detail about this program the TSA has been doing for most of the decade. That is called Quiet Skies.
Yes, and again, this involves air marshals working in conjunction with the TSA, where the air marshals will collect data on people that they identify having a, quote, pattern of travel with destinations or activities that match intelligence on terrorism threats. The data, again, is reviewed by TSA personnel combined with state, local, federal law enforcement information to determine whether the traveler may actually pose a threat. Under the program, the marshals observe passenger activity in airport terminals, including who they talk to and their visits to airport restrooms. They also watch for signs of potential trouble, and I'll go through the entire list, but before I do, some air marshals, according to the Boston Globe, in both interviews and internal communications, say the program has had them tasked with shadowing travelers who appear to pose no real threat. Mm. In one case, a businesswoman who happened to have traveled through a Mideast hotspot. Another was a Southwest Airlines flight attendant, and third case here that they mention, another federal law enforcement officer.
Well, I mean, of course there's going to be people that they're going to be tasked to watch that aren't suspicious, but the idea, Daryl, is to find the suspicious people, the ones that are more likely to be suspicious based on a variety of factors.
Yes, yes, those factors include, and here's the checklist. Subject was abnormally aware of their surroundings.
Okay,
check
so
yes
attention.
Or no to the following.
So if you're not sitting on your smartphone constantly, you would be abnormally aware of your surroundings.
Reversing or changing directions and or stopping while in transit through the airport. Have you ever done that?
I've actually reversed directions many times as I was walking back and forth across a terminal just to kill time, get a little exercise at one of the airports.
Yep. Yeah. Or maybe you're trying to find that restaurant that you actually want to eat at. You realize, oh, wait, was that a map that I just passed? And then you turn around and you go and you try to figure out, you know, like, where's the Chick-fil-A?
Oh, don't talk about Chick-fil-A.
Attempting to change appearance by changing clothes, shaving, etc. while in the airport or on the plane.
Okay, now I've never done that one, but I bet people do. Like they're
I've changed clothes in an airport before.
Yeah, they're like going to a meeting or something, and they
going to a meeting, leaving a meeting. I don't want to be wearing this suit on a plane for 4 hours.
Or if let's say you're going from a cold climate to a warm climate, or vice versa. You know, changing before you leave the airport.
Using the reflection in storefront windows to identify surveillance.
Okay, that's got to be a tough one to discern. I mean, how do you really know what somebody's doing in a reflection in a window?
Observing the boarding gate from afar.
That's, people do that all the time.
Right, like, is there anywhere to sit over there? I don't see an empty seat. I think I'll just, like, go sit over here. All boarding the plane last.
Okay, so if you are you know, perennially late, apparently you're more likely to be a terrorist.
Or if you don't have any of the upgrades to wind up getting in, you know, like level 3 or whatever.
I'm usually towards the back because I don't, you know, pay for fancy tickets.
Observing other people who appear to be observing air marshals and or a subject.
So not observing the air marshals, but observing other people who appear to be observing the air marshals? So you're watching
or
somebody watch them?
Or observing somebody that's observing somebody that the air marshals are observing. So basically looking at people that somebody else might be looking at.
I suspect that the air marshals who are watching over these quiet skies people are probably not in uniform.
Correct.
Yeah.
Continuing on, number 2 on the checklist, subject
that
exhibited...
That was number 1. Okay, what was the category for that one? Sorry, I forgot what that...
Abnormally aware of surroundings.
Okay, got it.
Exhibited behavioral indicators.
Mm.
Excessive fidgeting. Excessive perspiration. Facial flushing. Rapid eye blinking.
Mm.
Something here referred to as Adam's apple jump.
Okay, that's interesting.
Rubbing or wringing hands. Strong body odor. Sweaty palms. Trembling.
Are terrorists known for not using deodorant?
I don't know. Cold penetrating stare. Exaggerated emotions. Gripping or white knuckling bags.
Wow.
Hold on. This one... Don't they say... Keep your bags with you. Don't let anybody else touch your bags. So if you're holding on to your bags really tight,
keep
to
your bags
obey
with you.
Their rules...
Right. But don't hold on to them.
wide don't open abandon staring the bags, eyes.
But don't hold on to them.
Wide open staring eyes.
Okay.
Face touching. So if
Nobody
you touch your face
no one.
At all.
Yeah.
And then other. So please indicate what behavioral
Anything
patterns
suspicious.
They were doing
wow.
while you were observing them. Subject's appearance was different from information provided. Subject had lost weight.
Wait, can we add a checkbox to that last category of attempting to avoid doing any of the above?
Subject had lost weight. Subject had gained weight.
Wait, what? Wait, so this is over time? As they watched them over a year, basically?
Appearance was different from the information provided. Okay. So it doesn't say exactly how long.
So they're getting a profile on the person saying,
and then they,
be on the lookout for Daryl. He has lost, they didn't know that you'd lost 140 pounds.
Right.
They would check off. Okay, gotcha.
Right, and it does say in one of these two articles that if after a period of time there are no adverse incidents, then the person will be removed. But if during any of that time they've yeah. either lost or gained weight, lost some hair, started going bald or shaved their head,
now,
I guess.
I don't know if that necessarily means that that's makes them a suspect. It could simply be they want to update the profile.
Could
right?
be. Yeah. Right. If the hair length or hairstyle has changed, if they've grown a goatee, if they've gotten new tattoos, or I guess removed tattoos, it just says visible tattoos,
mm-hmm.
please describe. Visible piercings, describe. Other facial hair or
moderation. So this is the actual form. You're looking at the form.
This is the checkoff form.
Okay.
Yes. But these are all things that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one that I do all the time. Subject slept during the flight.
Yeah, it's easier to sleep during a flight, in my opinion, than in the airport.
Yeah, so you...
I've seen people doing it in the airport before, and it never looks very comfortable.
They mark off whether the subject slept most of the flight or only briefly.
Right, so the airline, agent is actually on the flight watching you.
There are
on
marshals
the flight.
On flights.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not on all of them, though, right? Like
not
only on
all.
A select ones, so they would choose to be on this flight
it's
because of you.
It's a percentage.
Yeah.
And.
In this case, they'll be on 100% of the flights that you're on if you're on this list. Because they're supposed to
sound
watch
like
you.
It, yes.
All right, more coming up here in moments. The toll-free number.
Two more categories.
Yep, 855-450, free like freedom. What are they looking for to determine whether or not they think you are a terrorist on the so-called Quiet Skies program? You can join us on the radio here. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got on the way tonight, Paul Krugman, the New York Times opinion columnist, who's, you know, some kind of a money, old money guy. He's been against cryptocurrency for a while, and he's at it again, still against cryptocurrency, making, you know, writing more articles about it, which is, I think, a good thing. You know, it's a good thing when the old guard is attacking the upstart, and we'll tell you what he has to say as far as he explains why he's a crypto skeptic. With you in the studio tonight, though, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And I do want you to know it's the first day of August as we're doing this particular show.
It is.
And for me, that means there's a lot of busy work that I got to do, kind of like end of the month, beginning of the month stuff that, you know, paperwork, et cetera, needs to get taken care of.
Yep.
Doing stuff online, sending out email updates. That's usually what I do on the first of the month. But it's also a good time to remind you about our Twitch channel over at twitch.lrn.fm, because our subscribers, there's about 36 of them right now.
Nice.
On Twitch, and thank you to everybody who subscribes to us there. You can, now subscribing on Twitch is, for those that don't know, our video, main video streaming platform. It's got HD quality video that, you know, is there while we're live, and you can also watch it like up to 2 weeks later. They've got a limited kind of expiration time.
Right, I think some channels have up to 60 days.
Yeah, those are the ones that are called partners.
Ah, okay.
And in order to be a partner on Twitch, you have to, like, average 75 viewers for a month, basically.
Okay.
And we're nowhere near that.
All right.
So we got plenty of hours logged, but viewers, we're just, you know, I don't know if we'll, you know, it's going to take a long time before we ever get there, because we're not a video game program, and that's mostly what they have on Twitch. But regardless, it is a great platform for streaming. That's why we're there, and we've been there since January. But you can subscribe to the program, or subscribe to LRN.FM's channel, which is the channel we're on. So we're on it, the Call to Freedom, which is the weekday show on LRN in the afternoons, is also broadcast from there, because they're also here in the studio.
Yes.
With Keen. So you could subscribe through Twitch, but the problem with that is Twitch takes half. So if you, you know, if you pay Twitch $5 a month or whatever, they take half off the top. So they take a good chunk for themselves, which, you know, for folks who are doing video game streaming, that's still more money than they had before.
Right.
So that's great. You know, if you got $5 to give, then the AMP program's the way to go, because we get like $4.55 out of that.
But if you're an Amazon Prime member, then you get one free Twitch subscription per month.
Exactly.
At no additional cost to you.
Yeah, and I think like 99% of our subscribers are Amazon Prime subscribers.
Right. And so, subscribing is different on Twitch than it is on YouTube, where on Twitch they call the, you know, like traditional subscribe follow.
Correct.
So follow us, and if you have Amazon Prime, then click subscribe.
And there's a little process. You have to go to link your Amazon account to your Twitch account, which, you know, is fast because they're both owned by Amazon.
Correct.
So all you got to do is go to twitch.lrn.fm and then just scroll down below the video and you'll see kind of our, you know, info section. There's a straight, just real simple instructions on what you need to do to link up your accounts. And once you're linked, then you just go to the subscribe option and choose the Twitch Prime. And you use your one subscription per month on the LRN channel. And that means some money goes into LRN. Not a whole lot, but it's something. And so otherwise, it's money Amazon would have kept for themselves.
Right.
So, you know, if you help us out with that, we sure do appreciate it. And, of course, if you haven't gone yet, go to twitch.lrn.fm and start by hitting the follow link there. As we continue, Daryl, you're going through the list, the actual paperwork that the government bureaucrats on the U.S. Marshals Department are looking at as they – or the Air Marshals. I don't know if that's the U.S. Marshals. Is that the same bureaucracy?
It might be the same bureaucracy, but different parts of it.
It's not TSA. TSA is working with them on this.
Correct.
They are looking for specific signs. Whatever it is, different factors will get you on this list.
So the article here from the Boston Globe says the program relies on 15 rules to screen passengers. However, that criteria has not been made public, and the TSA refuses to even comment on the existence of this thing that the air marshals have said does exist.
Okay.
So this is the actual checklist that somebody provided to the Boston Globe. And again, they've got six
so
different...
So this was a leak, is what you're saying.
It sure as hell sounds like it, yes.
Interesting. There might be one good air marshal out there.
They've got six different categories, and then up under there a bunch of things. Check yes or no on the following. Number five on the list is general observations. Provide detailed descriptions of any electronic devices in the subject's possession.
Okay.
Checked baggage. So mark yes or no. Did they check a bag? Are they in possession of a smartphone? Possession of multiple smartphones. Did they use the phone to talk? Did they use the phone to text? Do they possess a computer?
How would the agent know if they're using the phone to text? I guess sit over their shoulder and eyeball
them? No, if
them?
They see them doing something...
They could be playing... what's that game Mark plays all the time with the gems or whatever? Candy
they could
Crush.
Be playing that, so they could just put, it appeared to be...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like, if they're doing something with their thumbs, chances are they're either playing a game or they're texting.
No, some of this is just building a profile. It's not necessarily saying that that means that they're a terrorist, right? This is just observations
about
the
checklist. Here's all the things of somebody that you're keeping an eye on.
Right.
Tell us
this is
what
we
they
want
did.
To know, yeah, about them.
Did they sit in first class or business class? Did they use the bathroom?
Is there a difference between first class or business class?
On some flights, yes.
Okay.
Some have a business class, but not a first class.
Mm-hmm.
Some have a first class, but not a business.
But have them together?
I have been on flights where they have a business class and then a first class.
And then the normal economy seats or whatever.
Yes.
Huh.
Did they use the bathroom? Do they have in their possession, quote, any unusual items? Did they travel with others? Did they meet anyone in the airport? Did they engage in conversations with others? Did they initiate conversation with an air marshal?
Conversations in airports between people must be more seldom these days with all the phones that people are on, right? Like, I mean, people would have been less likely to. I think people generally are not likely to converse with the people near them, but they're of course now even less likely to do so due to the advent of smartphones.
You know,
phones,
I love the picture where it shows all the people standing in the subway station reading the newspaper, and it says this technology is making us antisocial.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe nothing has changed.
Did they initiate conversation with an air marshal? Did they carry on bags? Other notable activity. subject engaged in, quote, more than casual contact with airport or airline employees.
More than casual.
Yeah. So remember earlier where they said that they were keeping an eye on someone that was a Southwest Airlines flight attendant? Of course the flight attendant was engaging in more than casual contact.
Sure.
Because they're her coworkers. For domestic arrivals only, were they picked up curbside by a shuttle, taxi cab, bus, or public transportation, picked up by a private vehicle, or obtained a rental car?
So, like, everything
they're
shadowing
you all the way. I'm surprised they're not getting in a cab and, you know, following you around the city.
Yeah, I don't think they're allowed to after you leave the airport. Again, floating between these two articles, one of them mentions that there's somewhere between 2,000 to 3,000 federal air marshals. And what's the quote here from UPI? They say, gathering intelligence on civilians not previously flagged as a threat has some saying the program might be exceeding the mandate of the air marshals. One air marshal filed a complaint with the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General, calling the program, quote, a waste of effort and resources.
Interesting.
According to...
So I guess that's why it got leaked out, because some of the air marshals are like, yeah, this is...
According
nonsense.
To John Casaretti, head of the Air Marshals Association, in an interview with the Boston Globe, he says the Air Marshals Association believes the mission, based on recognized intelligence or in support of ongoing federal investigations, is the proper criteria for flight scheduling. Currently, the Quiet Skies program does not meet that criteria. So this is the head of the Air Marshal Association saying... Yet this is way outside the scope of what we're supposed to be doing.
Huh.
And they've got a list of all of the airports that are part of this Quiet Skies program.
I don't think we need to go through the whole list.
Big
airports where you will find federal air marshals.
Most of the big airports, some of the more interesting ones that you might not expect, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
You used to work there.
I did. And a lot of people would wind up getting a false positive on the bomb scan thing because they went golfing. They would pick up golf balls. Do you know what's used on golf courses?
No.
Fertilizer.
Oh.
Do you know what's used to make homemade bombs?
Wow.
Fertilizer.
Oh, my God.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania is another one. Not exactly a big city. And, of course, the usuals, Boston, New York, Philly, D.C., Atlanta, Miami, Houston, L.A., San Francisco, Seattle, Vegas, Phoenix, Minneapolis.
So this is ongoing. This program is still happening, even though the air marshals are protesting it?
Protesting by saying, we don't think we should be doing this, but apparently none of them have quit their jobs over it or
of course not. They
refused
got
to do this.
They got the federal bennies. All right, more coming up here. If you want to share your experience in the airports, you are welcome to join us on the radio or take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Our number two is next. Free Talk
it's
Live.
Been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.